Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
Why does anyone have a cat? It makes your house smell terrible. It fucks up everything. What's the benefit? Why do we have these fucking awful things in our homes?
Because it's a little lovey.
It's a cute little kitty.
Fuck you guys.
It's a cute little kitty.
With them?
Well, let me just like in reality, that's a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
And you get no, like, normally you get to claim that on your taxes.
Oh yeah, that would
and
suck.
Or like, you know, you might get like free lunches at school, right? And everything. Like,
and I mean, he couldn't claim that kid either.
He'd get food stamps and all sorts of government assistance that he missed out on. He lived the American dream. He worked hard on his own to support the three women that he had in his basement.
And none of them cooked or cleaned, I bet you. I bet you a dollar they didn't.
You're both terrible people. That poor woman.
I was saying, I was thinking about it the other day. He's missing out on a lot of important benefits.
Well, the funniest part, did you hear the 911 call? The 911 guy was a total dick. I mean, he was talking to a celebrity, and he was just treating her like dog shit. He's like, yeah, just talk to the cops when they get there. Like, you know, usually they keep you on the line, but he was just kind of an asshole. If you haven't listened, I know some of our, we have cross fans or listeners or whatever you want to call them with Podcheese. Podcheese interviewed Charles Ramsey, and it's pretty funny. The interview lasts about 30 seconds. But the internet is just a great place nowadays. It's just wonderful. And everybody's shitting on that psychic. Her name's Sylvia Brown.
Oh, that dumb bitch.
Because she told Amanda Berry's mom that Amanda Berry is dead and in water. And so now, 10 years later, people are getting on this psychic for having said that 10 years ago. And obviously she was wrong. As though, like, now is the time to talk about this psychic being a fraud. I mean, like,
that's not the only thing that dumb bitch has done.
She's talking to ghosts living in water.
She made another prediction on another show This woman came to her crying. She just wanted to know where her husband's body was. She knew that he was dead. And she goes, well, he's in the water. He's in the water, and you'll probably never find him. And she goes, no, my husband's not in the water. And she goes, no, 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 I get a clear picture. He's telling me he's in the water. And she goes, no, he died in the World Trade Center. He died on 9/11. He's not in the water. And then she shut up for about 10 minutes and said, oh, well, the ghosts are just not clear. The spirits are as they are.
But we need to do that now. Because yeah. 10 years ago when she was on Montel Williams claiming to talk to ghosts.
Yeah, that was another Montel Williams show. This woman gets hundreds of thousands of dollars and is a complete and utter phony. I'm sure she thinks that she can talk to ghosts, but I don't think she's ever been right more than guesswork.
What was your other thing?
A Miami mayor, who she's running for mayor. She's a candidate for mayor. Let me preface this to give her like all her credit that she's due, and she might know about this better than I do because of her background. Her background is certainly better than mine. She was once accosted by voodoo spirits, and therefore must be way more in tune with the spiritual world than I am. But Jesus Christ himself came to her and endorsed her for mayor.
What?
Yes.
He came to her and said...
Well, she was going to drop out, and she was sad. So she went to bed that night, and...
And Jesus came to her?
Jesus Christ came to her in a dream and said that she was going to win, you know, the mayor's race, and that she was going to be a victorious and an awesome mayor.
Wow.
And so she has on all of her campaign, like, plaques and shit that she's mailing out, endorsed by Jesus Christ.
Huh. That's pretty neat. Was he in water?
No, he was just kind of standing there being Jesus. Jesus doesn't have to be on water. That's a misconception.
Oh.
He can be where he wants.
And he just kind of said, hey, Now, this person should be taken somewhere and institutionalized.
Yes.
She obviously... Do you think she believes it? Or do you
think
I think
she believes it 100%.
Just, she's like doing a Larry the Cable Guy and you know... trying to fool the rubes.
I've seen photos of her. She doesn't look crazy in the photos, but I don't think they would put photos of her like that, you know, that would be of her being crazy and all batshit insane like the cat lady from The Simpsons. I don't think they would release those photos.
Anchor's
I'm sure
got
they
a
exist.
Point.
Jesus might come to me tonight.
And endorse our podcast?
Yes.
As
for mayor.
For mayor?
Yeah, we will be the first mayor podcast.
Oh, I was just thinking for maybe number one on the... Dorktown top 10.
So we
are that's kind of low on the totem pole
by Jesus.
Well, not yet. It'll probably happen tonight.
You think?
When I'm fervently praying.
Right.
That makes me. That reminds me that are you guys familiar with George St. Pierre? You know GSP.
No.
No.
Is he a UFC guy?
He is a UFC.
Okay,
guy.
Okay. Yes.
He is. You know, holds a record for the most. Title defenses and things. He's endorsed by Gatorade and Nike, so he's like the first fighter to kind of...
And Jesus?
No.
Oh.
But he claims that he's been being abducted by aliens all of his life.
So...
They've been taking him up. And then I just immediately jumped to the conclusion that that's why he's so good at fighting.
Yeah, they should really do some tests on him. If he's being taken by these outside aliens... And they're doing experiments on him, making him strong. That's not fair to the rest of the fighters unless the aliens also come to them.
Yeah, so he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, and, like, he started to say something about it. He's like, I can't. He's like, when I retire, you know, I'll tell all about it, you know. But right now, no, you know, my sponsors and all this, they'll leave me. They'll think, people will think. He said, either I'm crazy or I've been abducted. Many, many, many times throughout my life, starting from when I was a little kid.
Or brain tumors.
But then when it pushed, he wouldn't talk about it anymore. But he said he's going to write a book when he retires. So it should be good.
I think it's good that some people feel shame from their craziness instead of, you know, just grabbing hold of it and then taking it both sheets to the wind and just, you know, proclaiming their craziness as if they're not crazy. It's better that they know.
At least he has, like, a thought. He's like, maybe I'm just crazy. No, probably aliens.
Well, this dude isn't in a bad situation for that. It's not like he's not a millionaire.
He's like, I better train to be a complete badass so that, you know, I can fight the aliens off. And he dedicated his whole life to martial arts, and now he just makes a living beating humans up because he's trained so hard to fight the aliens.
Well, don't you think he would have got at least one lucky shot in and just, like, taken a few of their teeth out?
Who's to say he hasn't, you know?
Well, that's true. I guess we'd have to ask them.
So, getting kind of nervous because I have a lot of stuff planned for drunk.
And that's a lot what we plan to do?
Yeah, yeah. Like, a lot of my plan involves drunk.
And this is the second time that we've planned around drunk.
He's not here. I don't know where he is.
We could do the wheelbarrow full of dicks race war.
And usually, if drunk is going to be late, he lets me know. And he didn't. So maybe he's dead.
He's probably... I talked to him. He said he was coming when he came out, got off of work.
He might have gone home and gone to bed.
I don't know where drunk is. But speaking of religious people, my brother-in-law purchased lion meat on the internet because he wanted to eat lion. And I thought that was interesting.
Well, how is he going to cook it?
I don't know.
I find that way more interesting.
How's he going to verify that it's lion?
Well, that's the other thing. He purchased camel meat, and they made camel burgers. And he went back to this site, and now he has purchased lion.
Did the camel burgers taste like beef hamburgers?
You would think. But it's so funny that there's no way that that's really a lion, right? And even if it was a lion, there's probably not, like, people out hunting down lions to send to some jack-off in Kansas City. So it's probably, like, a really old lion that just, like, died or something.
Probably.
You can then say you ate lion?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, we've always said none of our business ideas have been moneymakers. I think we've got a moneymaker right here.
Con people into thinking they're eating exotic animals.
Yeah, whatever kind of animal you want, I got you.
But then we'll just, like, go buy a steak.
And we'll charge them, like, yeah, exactly. We'll charge them, like, 20, 30 bucks a pound.
Or emu. Nobody really eats emu.
Emu?
Emu. Yeah.
We can sell them human.
If you gave me some cooked up human and you said, hey, man, try this human, I would. I would try it. I am curious how people taste.
I'd like to see it on Iron Chef.
I'm not going to kill anybody. I'm not going to, you know, but like, you know, if somebody were to pay me or like bring me some human, I'd eat the fuck out of it. I'm curious. I really
want
to know.
See, I'd want like a well-educated chef to cook my human.
Prepare it properly.
Yeah, like I said, I want to see Iron Chef, the secret ingredient, be human. And just have, you know, Bobby Flay go crazy. He'll do some Chipotle. He'll do some crazy shit. It'll be good.
We did mention one time on the podcast a Japanese chef who decided he didn't want to have any sex. He wanted to be just, you know, he just wanted to not have any women's sex, men's sex, no sex. So he cut off his penis and testicles, auctioned them off, and then cooked them for an audience. It was actually his penis and his testicles and his ball sack.
When I go to Subway, they put way too much mayonnaise on my... I'm hungry now and I'm thinking about lunch and it was delicious. But when you go to Subway, like, you know how they just squirt like an ass load of...
Yeah, they just go batshit.
Whatever sauce, they put way too much. And so when I go to Subway, I always fuck it up because I ask them for light mayonnaise, which I want not a lot of mayonnaise. But what I get is fat-free mayonnaise.
And a shit ton of it.
And way too much mayonnaise.
You order it like Coke, dude. Let me get a line of mayonnaise. Or do you want two lines of mayonnaise?
A line of mayonnaise?
Yeah, they'll know what you mean. You just want a line. I want one line of mayonnaise, please.
Or you can just say a little
amount of mayo.
Well,
they put like five lines of mayonnaise.
Right, so you just tell them how many lines you want, and then you snort those motherfuckers right off the ham.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you look at them right in the eye.
I just need a gummy. I just need a gummy of mayo, please.
Well, what time is it? 20 after 8, and this motherfucker shows up. Your fairy godmother's in the chat room. This motherfucker wears a tie of a podcast. Check him out. We haven't done the phone numbers yet, Drunk, because we were waiting for you.
Okay. The phone number today is 309-740-1430, or contact us on the Skypes at WFODix.
Can we try that again?
That's not the phone number for today. That's the phone number for always.
That didn't have enough energy, really. I'd like to hear it
Drunk,
again,
buddy, please. What's wrong? You seem...
You smell fantastic.
Does
today.
He smell good?
He hold on, smells. Let me smell him. He has put on cologne.
I was worried that you were dead.
Well, I was at a funeral today.
Oh, you smell great, buddy.
I say you looked like you were going on a hot date.
No, I was at a funeral.
Bummer.
Yeah, sorry to bring the mood down.
Who died?
My aunt.
Your aunt died?
Yes.
Well,
she was 93. It was her time.
Sorry to hear that. You have my condolences.
Awkward pause.
Wow.
And onward we go.
No, I think I want to linger on that for a minute. What was her name?
Mary.
Mary.
This one's for you.
I guess we're dedicating this show to Mary. Oh, Jesus Christ.
If you like cats, we can do more cat talk.
Oh, well, what do we do now?
Don't you think it makes more sense to dedicate shows to living people? That way they can enjoy it instead of them never seeing what they get dedicated?
Huh.
Seems a little late.
Well, I'm like bothered now.
Don't be bothered.
That's a bummer.
Yeah,
dude,
no.
You just brought the show down. I can't even look at him.
You asked me why I was dressed nice. Obviously, I don't dress like this every day.
I thought you were dressing up for a hot date.
No, sir.
It's a nice tie.
Well, now we feel like dicks.
I like it. Is that nice blue tie. Or is that black?
Good. It's blue. It's two, nice. Two shades of blue with some white.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. That's nice.
Did you want to go on break?
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to go into something like... on my list now, like hey, let's talk about pussy farts. You know,
speaking of dead people,
who died recently?
Well,
other than Mary, other than Mary,
you got the victims of the Boston bombing. That was a couple weeks ago, though.
That's old news. At this point.
That's been a while.
The government's already planning their next attack.
I think that I'm done with the contest to win Drunk a date with a porn star, because there's a new contest that Radio FUBAR is running right now. I'm really excited about it. If you listen to Radio FUBAR on Friday, you can win Matt Reefer's autograph. That's legit. They tweeted that.
Well, if we want to get Drunk laid, the best way to do it would be with Matt Reefer's
autograph.
Right.
You can if you listen to Radio FUBAR on Friday, you have a chance of winning Matt Reefer's autograph on a metal magazine.
Was he in it?
Think of the possibilities of what you can do with Matt Reefer's autograph. I mean, you could sell that shit on eBay. I mean, I could finally pay Paul.
The metal magazine, was he on it or in it?
I don't think so.
So he just... signed a magazine?
The whole...
Was it shipped to his house? Does it have his address on there? You know, that might be...
I don't know, but he'll probably ship it to you from his address.
Oh, good point. You could steal somebody's identity that way, I guess.
I need a few minutes.
Okay, well, let's take a few minutes.
I'm bummed out about Mary. I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, you didn't know Mary.
Just bring your A game for the rest of the show.
Well, I need a few minutes to regroup.
Okay. I'm going to eat some of your donuts.
Okay. And when we come back, Drunk is going to do his...
We can do it now because it actually segments well.
Into a break?
Uniformed Opinions had a lot of death talk this week.
Oh, it did?
And they win, so...
That was just a matter of death good timing. Talk?
Huh?
Like you were in there was death in your life, so like the death talk podcast.
Well, it was interesting death talk, and it actually happened to be on the day that it happened. So.
Doesn't the Drunks Podcast Challenge need some kind of like build up to the big reveal? I mean,
Drunks
you just say
podcast
and they won,
challenge.
And that's it.
Hanging Outcast did make me laugh out loud a couple times.
Did they?
But I was more into
I would love to hear about that.
Yeah,
well, they were talking about Pretty Woman and whatnot.
And you liked it?
It was okay. They had some funny.
But Uniformed Opinions won.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to break. We will see you in a couple of minutes. Our friend Shannon is going to call in.
She wants a picture of Drunk. Can we take a picture of you drunk and send it to her?
Sure. To talk strategy.
Sure. I guess I better like. Actually button my top button. And
I don't know. I think you're kind of, you got the, like...
She's going to talk strategy because she's been making videos for us. She's taken up our cause for the win drunk date with the porn star on the rockin' comedy show.
So I actually have a question for you all. Is she more famous for being a porn star or for working at the Chicken Ranch?
I don't know.
Chicken Ranch is the name of her brothel.
Shout out to the Rockin' Comedy Show guy. He's actually listening. He's in the chat.
What's
so.
His name?
The chat's kind of popping tonight.
She's famous for being a porn. She's actually a Hall of Fame porn star. She's in
the Avian Hall of Fame. All right.
So it would be like fucking Ty Cobb. I mean, it would be... You can put that like on your resume.
Wait. How is she three-time Avian Hall of Fame member? Do they do that by the hole?
Like Wayne Gretzky, if you will, right? She's the Wayne Gretzky of porn stars. Is that accurate?
You get in for different positions in hockey. I mean,
oh, boy. Oh, my God. We have a Skype call. We were supposed to be going to break.
I thought we were
going
to go to break.
I had it closed, though. What happened?
I already have these donuts, like, in my mouth, in my mind.
Answer. I'm hitting the green button.
Are you not familiar with Skype? It's a big piece of shit.
Answer!
Except when it works. And
awesome. Hello, you're on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Caller.
Drunk, how many times has your aunt died?
This particular aunt, just once.
Just once. Okay, I was just checking because when I was in college, my grandma died about 14 times.
Oh, no, this one actually died.
He just made up an excuse. Oh, he brought...
Exactly.
He brought the little card with, like, Jesus playing... It looks like Jesus is playing foosball. No, really, Jesus is playing...
Jesus
is playing foosball on that card.
I think that's Joseph.
I don't think there's Jesus is on there, man.
Jesus is the baby.
No, that's the baby Jesus.
Oh, okay, Joseph is playing foosball. Born September 16th, 19... Holy shit, that's an old broad.
I told you.
She saw a lot of shit, man.
It was her time.
It does look like she legitimately died.
Okay, just checking.
You insensitive prick. Fucking cocksucker.
Yeah.
All right,
fair enough.
Break. Okay, going to break. See you in like a couple minutes.
Left no time to regret, kept his dick wet with his same old safe bet. Me and my head high and my tears dry, get on without my guy. You went back to what you knew. So far removed from all that we went through. And I treaded a troubled track. My odds are stacked. I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to who? I go back to us. I love you much. It's not enough. You love blow, I love puff. Life is like a pie, and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back too. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to. Black. 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 I go back to. I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her, and I go back to. Black.
Does that mean she's just doing black dudes?
You really sold that. I really believed you. I believed that you meant it.
Hey there. Today is a very special day. I'm going to have story time. So I want you to grab your favoritest friendship friends. See, I got mine in my shirt. It's a bunny. And we're going to have a story. And you pull up your mat. And then sit down to your favoriteest friendship friend. And then I'm going to tell you a story with pigtails. Because they're fucking awesome. Alright, so this is How My Friend Drunk Was Born. Written by Shannon. Yeah. So, once upon a time, a unicorn fell in love with a lion. And they were so enthralled with each other. Just in love. And then they decided that they were going to have sex with each other. So the lion, which is a boy, and the unicorn, which was a girl, lion mounted the unicorn, like, kind of like, and then they made a baby. A baby, yeah. So this baby comes out, and it's human. And this is drunk, a little drunk baby. And then, drunk comes out. And the lion's like, what the fuck, unicorn? This is a human. I'm a lion, you're a unicorn. We're supposed to make, like, a furry horse with a horn. But this doesn't look like that at all. This looks like a human baby. And the unicorn's like, I don't know, it's a mystery. I swear I was not whoring around behind your back. And the lion said, no, fuck off. So he left. And then he jumped in the Grand Canyon. Just lion, Grand Canyon, dead. So then Drunk grew up without parents. Because then the unicorn, she was so depressed, she started doing drugs. She was smoking crack. She's just going off, abusive. I think she kicked Drunk in the head a couple of times. It was bad. So Drunk's like, fuck this noise. I'm a toddler. I'm walking off this joint. So he leaves and lives a life of just wandering around, vagrant, gypsy-style life. He, you know, got to hang out with celebrities. I think that Steven Tyler took him in for a little while. And, you know, he lived a life and stuff. And then, one day, there was a magical podcast created called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Now, that's not the show that I'm on, so don't listen to them if you're not listening to my shit, okay? I'm not plugging other people's shit. So, I'm gonna make it about me for a minute, okay? Yeah. Side story, and I digress. And Drunk went on this podcast called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, where they blindfold him and they put things in his mouth without him knowing what they are. And it's hilarious. And he is a funny creature that came from a tough time. A really tough time. Just unicorns and lions not getting along. He didn't have a dad because his dad was a lion and jumped in the Grand Canyon. And his mom was a crack-smoking unicorn. So you have to understand, it's more of a story about success and pushing through, just being drunk. So don't judge him. Do not. Until you know the full story. Put your friendship mats away. Go hang out. Maybe take a nap. Have a juice box with your friend. I don't know. But that was story time with me, Shannon. Yeah. Bye, friends.
Hello and welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Goddamn Dicks Internet Radio Program. The number to call in is 309-740-1430, or you can Skype the show at WFO Dicks. Yeah, the something I can tell you, you got West Side going?
I got Shocker Hands going.
Shocker Hands? There you go.
The Shocker.
Paul's taking.
Why is this taking so long?
Doing right. A photo shoot with Drunk right now. Okay, we have a call. You're on the internet radio.
Two callers.
Hi, friendship
day.
Friends.
Is
that,
hi.
Shannon. Is that a record?
It's Shannon from Not Safe for Water Coolers.
Nice.
Drunk's fairy godmother.
Yeah, allegedly.
Who has taken up our cause just simply because. It's just so goddamn funny.
I want to point out that she sounds like Tara Strong.
I don't even know who that is. Who's Tara Strong?
Tara Strong is a voice actress.
I have no idea who that is.
She's a voice actress? Mm-hmm. What is she the voice of?
She does manga.
She does...
So nothing that anybody would ever know.
Teen Titans. She's done My Little Pony. She's done the... Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy, I think.
The Grim Adventures of Billy and Mandy.
Yeah. That is a good one.
I would know her from that.
Oh, that is a very obscure reference.
There's a lot of a lot of tentacles in that one.
Oh, she's done Rugrats, Powerpuff Girls, Napier, Fairly Odd Parents.
Napier.
That's the nicest thing anyone has said to me all day. Like,
Napier is
like
the
someone
Dennis
that
Miller.
No one gives a shit about.
Napier is the Dennis Miller of Saturday morning cartoons.
Thank you.
So,
yay! That's pedophilia at its best, I guess.
Shannon is on the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, which is on the...
Which is, of all the podcasts I listen to, it's probably my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
He's lying.
Aw, thank you so much.
Shannon Paul's never listened to a podcast before in his life.
That's not true. You're the best. I've liked and favorited your YouTube videos. I'm a big fan.
Oh, you liked her? You,
I liked them. I put the thumb up. I logged in
just to YouTube?
To do that. Yes.
Wow. Did you watch them on your TV?
No, but I showed them to people.
Well, Shannon, when I lured you here, I told you that the reason I was doing it was because I wanted to discuss strategy with you, but that's not actually the case. That was a bit of a fib. I have a plan. I don't know if it was publicly or privately that you talked about it, but you said that if Drunk were to somehow lose the contest, you would want to go on like a podcast date with him as like a consolation prize. And it's the position of the show to never miss an opportunity.
Podcast date.
It's the position of the show to never miss an opportunity to get drunk out there. So since you've shown interest, we react. And that's why I've arranged the very first ambush podcast blind date. Take your seat.
First one ever in the history of podcasts.
Yeah, take your seat. Drunk, that's so nice of you to pull back the chair for. You're such a gentleman. Server,
thank you, Drunk.
Your server, Napier, will be back in just a minute to take your drink orders.
Let me just say, you did that really well. You are an elegant, eloquent speaker, and things just flow off your tongue like gold.
I hate you, Paul. Aw, boy. Thank you. And you're the most adorable angel mouse ever.
Well, let's get this started. Hello, my name is Napier. I will be your server this evening. Can I start you off with something to drink?
Absolutely. I would like a bottle of the 1993 vintage Dom Perignon, please.
I believe we have that. I will go check. For you, sir, what would you like to drink?
I'll have what she's having.
Excellent. That makes my job significantly easier.
wait, Drunk, I'm sorry. I was just ordering the bottle of champagne for me. I don't know what you're drinking.
Sure, I'll take a bottle of champagne as well.
Excellent. Well, our specials tonight are the lobster risotto and porcini souffle. Can I interest you in either of those?
Sure, I eat lobster.
Do you have anything that's vegan?
We do have a vegan salad.
A vegan salad. Do you happen to have anything that is wrapped in pancetta?
Pancetta would not be vegan. I believe that is from pigs.
Do you have an ostrich omelet?
We can fulfill that. We do have ostrich eggs. They are just for show, but they are ripe and ready.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I'll have that. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, sir, what can I do for you?
Your little lobster special sounds fantastic.
Excellent. Now, will that be all?
Do you have truffle oil?
We do have truffle oil.
Okay, perfect. White or black truffle oil?
Excellent. I can bring some to your table, as the chef doesn't know what to do with it.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much.
I will be back in a moment with your delicious food.
So, how are things?
Things are good. How many illegitimate children do you have?
As far as I know, zero, possibly one.
That's a lie. Why do you have to lie to me on the first date? This is stupid. I'm walking off this date.
Why would I lie to you? That's actuality.
I don't know. I can hear it in your voice.
The illegitimate possible child could live in Colombia, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, okay. I'm Columbia, just making like sure, the country. You know? I want to know what I'm getting into, so.
No, I understand, yeah. It was a drunken thing in Mexico. Never seen her again, so I don't know.
Because if she comes creeping up wanting like 18 years of back pay child support, I am not writing that check.
Yeah,
you know.
She doesn't know even which city I live in, so I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah. Well, can I just say that you look really nice and you smell really nice tonight.
Hey, thanks. You too.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I busted out my best yoga pants for this.
I can tell.
Like,
they're fantastic.
Not the ones that I normally, like, avoid working out in.
Yeah.
Because I wear those ones on, like, Mondays and Tuesdays, and I'm like, ah, shit, I'll wear these and pretend like I'm working out. No, these are the brand new yoga pants.
Oh, so you didn't wear these on Monday and Tuesday?
Well, yeah, but then I washed them, like, last Thursday. So, I mean, I've only been wearing these for, like, 48 hours straight. Oh. And then I donned my best North Face fleece, which is kind of like my, you know, Northwest lesbian starter kit.
So, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I mean, you're kind of feminine, so I can get into that, I guess.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah.
I just bought this tie for this special occasion, so I hope you like it.
I do. That color looks good on you. It really brings out your eyes and your hair. The way you parted it really shows me a lot of effort. It's great.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, and those eyes, I could get lost in them. I'm almost jealous of Sunset Thomas, because if she actually gets to go on a date with you, I'm going to become somewhat territorial. I'm like, that might be my drunk. I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't think we'll have anything to worry about.
That's awesome. So, what was your day like today? Like, typical day in the life of drunk. Aside from any funeral activities.
Wake up with a hangover with just enough time to shower and go to work. Go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Work. Get off work. Eat food. Go back to the bar. Drink some more. Go to sleep if I don't go to the after bar party.
Oh.
Sounds about
right. What's your typical poison that you choose? Like, what do you drink when you go to the bar?
Vodka.
Vodka?
Vodka.
What type of vodka?
I don't care. As long
you
as,
don't care?
As long as it's 80 proof, it'll get the job done. I used to be a vodka snob, but now I don't care because I drink too much.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
And, okay, so... Say we go to the casino or something like that, and then I order a double Ciroc press.
Uh-huh.
Does that make me a vodka snob, or does that make me, like, almost sacrilegious?
No, you can order whatever you want. I don't care.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Ciroc is, it's really good vodka, but then, like, you know, if you're mixing it with shit, then maybe that's... is taking away from the pure quality of the vodka.
No, yeah, it's all good. I mix Grey Goose with stuff, and I used to only drink Absolut and whatnot. So,
ma'am, sir, I have your food for you.
Do you remember? What
thank you so.
It's
much.
On the plate.
Hey, thanks for this lobster.
Theater of the mind. You actually went and got plates to make the sound. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
Sir, Napier? Sir? Sir?
Yes.
My omelet looks like it's a little bit undercooked.
It's supposed to look that way. It is ostrich. I promise you, it is fully cooked all the way through. The runniness is on purpose. It is artistic styles that is this restaurant. As you can see from all the guests around you, they would not like to hear any blame, anybody yelling. So, please eat your food.
Is that any way you speak to a lady, sir?
I don't appreciate your tone. Drunk, can you please take care of this for me?
Sir.
I don't like the way he's talking to me.
Take care of this.
Excellent. I will take this away. There will be no redos.
Nope. This will be redone, or you will get nothing.
Well, then. I guess we will redo this.
All right, sir. Thank you. Well, now that that's done with.
Drunk, that wasn't very aggressive at all.
It's all about the tone.
My food when he brings it back.
It's all about the tone. You command respect with the tone.
No, I really think you need to handle this situation, no, especially with us being on this date and stuff like
he's
that.
He's got
I
it mean, handled, it, trust me.
She wants
are
you
to
sure?
defend
her honor in your fake date.
I did defend her honor. He's giving her proper food.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not even here.
Oh, okay. Would you two like any dessert?
You got that molten chocolate lava cake?
We do not have any left. They were all served to more considerate guests.
All right, there goes that tip, buddy. How about the berry berry cobbler?
Dark chocolate stuff.
We have chocolate. It is a bar from Hershey's Kisses made into a brick. We have taken the kisses away, and we have presented
that
you with the
sounds lovely.
It will be delicious, I promise.
Do you have berry berry cobbler?
We do not.
What do you have?
We have bricks of chocolate that we have melted down from other places.
Found items and bricks of chocolate.
All right, yeah, sure. Give me one of those too. Whipped cream on top, please.
That we can do.
Thank
the
you.
Chef in the back will do whippets, and occasionally they will be used for whipped cream.
Thank you. I appreciate that, sir. Alrighty.
It's so lovely. That sounds delightful.
Yes, I
bits
love...
Bits of half-eaten Hershey Kisses melted down into it. And, you know, that's recycling and reusing, which is a very green.
Dessert brick.
Thank you.
Oh, that looks amazing. Thank you so much. Oh, this is fantastic!
It is. It does taste lovely.
Do you mind if I give you a spoonful and feed it to you?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Open up.
That's
a good friendship.
But whenever you know someone wants to feed you, food, it's usually that's a good sign.
Oh, you got a little schmutz on your face here, on your chin. To the left. No, further left.
I can't even hear what she's saying. Because you guys are talking over her.
We're so damn inconsiderate.
Are you guys like my angel and devil over the shoulder?
I feel like this would have gone better if we had like an earpiece that we could give him instructions into, like classic sitcom.
I'm not even
here. I'm sorry, I was distracted. Can you say that again?
I need you to focus.
I'm sorry. My full undivided attention is on you for the rest of the evening.
Well, thank you. Because guess what? This is it. I mean, this is the date, man.
The date. I thought this was the practice date. No? Not the
date.
This is the date.
Well, no, now that I've seen both of you have scarfed down your delicious dessert...
Yes.
Ma'am, I'm just going to assume that you are paying for this as your guest has become shabbily dressed.
Oh, yeah, I can take the check. That would be just fine.
Thank you. I like a progressive woman. Somebody to take charge.
Well, yeah, I have tens of dollars in the bank, so try not to be too impressed, okay? Tens of dollars.
I got you on the next meal. I appreciate that.
I would like both of you to know gratuity is added in advance.
This
is not an optional charge.
Was it? Is it 18%?
It is 23. That is the restaurant we're at.
23.
Well, then I will add an additional tip because you've been so fantastic. The service here was phenomenal.
Way to go, buddy. You're number one.
So last night when I was putting this background ambiance together, I thought there's no way this would go more than 12 minutes. And I had to start it over. I hope nobody heard the seams. Do you know where I started it over? Because I don't want them to get out of the moment.
So I have a question.
No, shut up! We're not even here.
I can't cover.
Oh my gosh, this pretend date has probably gone way better than any of the real dates I've ever been on in my existence.
Hey, thank you.
Just charming.
Yeah. You came to the conclusion that I have no illegitimate children, I think.
That's not good, like, date conversation.
Is this what she started off with? That was the first thing she wanted to know.
Is that your icebreaker, Shannon?
No, my icebreaker was I was asking him about his typical day.
You asked me that second, as a matter of fact.
Do you have any illegitimate children? What's your typical day? Please fight the waiter. Yeah. I'll pay the check.
Well, I was somewhat being a bit of a saboteur. Because, you know, chicks are crazy. And I'm just trying to protect drunk and, like, put it out there, like, hey, you don't know what it's going to be like a date with a chick and stuff like that. Bitches be crazy.
That's true. That's not that crazy of a first, like, thing to mention on a first date. On our first date, my wife told me, you know, she doesn't like to be choked during sex.
See?
She thought that it's
just so that you know.
She's like, you look like a guy who might want to choke the shit out of me while we're having sex. So I'm just going to throw it out there now just to head it off before we get there. No.
Well, everybody in the chat is saying that they can't hear what's going on because I guess my internet connection is shitty or something. So, yeah.
So you power through it, and you post the goddamn podcast, and no one is the fucking wiser until you say something.
Unless it went through the stream, and then we're fucked.
I don't know. But, yeah. So, I mean, Shannon, give him a grade. Would you say that was a...
I would give him a B plus as far as letter grades.
He's got a huge cock.
And then if you want to do a... scale of 1 to 10, I would give him a 7.
With raging boner right now. Raging.
Yeah, does his grade go up or down if you know that he is actually fully erect right now?
It is like a tin of anchovies.
It goes down significantly.
Oh, see, I thought that'd be like a compliment.
You never ever get a boner on the first date unless you're paying for
it. That's a fucking wisdom. Never ever get a boner on the first date.
See, this is why you masturbate 3 times before you go on any date.
Just whack off at the table. Who cares? Just be free. I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Just do whatever you want to do.
I was hoping that would be way more of a train wreck than it turned out to be.
Do you think that I'm a train wreck?
Goddamn eloquent drunk just pulled through.
I know.
Suave motherfucker.
He was so dapper, and he was sweet, and he
wore a tie to the podcast.
Yeah. Just for this event.
It's almost like he knew what was coming.
He did. He knew that he was going to have a date tonight. So.
With the beautiful Shannon from the Not Safe for War Cluers podcast.
Smooth.
I know.
Smooth.
It's somewhat intimidating. I understand that. I'd be scared if I went on a date with me, too.
Shannon, Paul wants to grade your performance. Go ahead.
Okay.
Because I would just say that I would probably not go on a second date.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, just the way she ordered and the vegan and then, like, the prosciutto thing. I was just like, you know what?
It was a little much.
Yeah, it was a whole lot. You could tell there was a lot of upkeep involved. You know, like...
Yeah.
And then she sent it back.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I was trying to put Trump through
the paces.
You do get the points for, you know, paying at the end. That's something I enjoy.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah.
So overall, I say a C.
What did I just do?
I think you just killed it.
I think you hung up on her. Or she was really offended by the fact that she got a C on the fake podcast date.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Crazy J.
Hi, Crazy J. I think I just hung up on Shannon because I don't know how to work Skype.
She's had enough time.
So, Crazy J, I mean, how are we doing? Are we winning?
You guys are entertaining. I'm going to say that. You know, she has seen some of the videos and she laughs. So I'll just say keep it up.
Nice.
Excellent.
So we got to send you pictures of Drunk's T-shirt because he's wearing it all the time. He wore it under his tie to his aunt's funeral. I mean, that should give him something.
I am very curious about the T-shirt. So yes, I would love to see it.
I feel really bad that we hung up on Shannon. I didn't hang up on Shannon on purpose. I just don't know how to work Skype.
See, I thought I really offended her by giving her a C. She was like, oh, yeah? Well, fuck off.
See what I do for you from now on.
So Drunk's girlfriend is viewing the videos and is enjoying them, is what you're saying.
Yes. Yes, she's seen a couple of them. She did love the parody video that was really well photoshopped.
And Jay, the other part of my plan, of course, is when Drunk goes to Las Vegas and this woman falls in love with him, he is going to be part of the Rockin' Comedy Show and no longer my problem. That's okay with you?
That's what I've heard, yeah. I'll find a spot for him.
So this is an elaborate ruse just to get rid of Drunk.
It's like, yeah, we're getting him a one-way ticket to Las Vegas. He's bringing one of those knapsacks on the pole. You know what I'm talking about?
Like Bugs Bunny?
Oh, yeah, the hobo right. sex.
The hobo
sex. The problem is I already have my own Drunk. Her name is Rebecca. So I'd have to switch them off. You know, just, you know, one day I'm Rebecca, one day I'm Drunk.
I've been part-time work is right up his alley.
We need a chick on the show. Chicks sell, man.
It helps, man.
It does. It does.
Especially when they're a train wreck like Rebecca.
That, and I mean, like, they probably smell way better than Drunk.
Oh, you never know that.
You never
I've
know.
Smelled some tastefully drunk.
I don't women. Know. Rebecca's openly admitted on the show that she doesn't like to take showers, so it's hit or miss.
Fantastic.
So
anyway, the contest is great. Your videos are entertaining, and you know, we'll see. You still have a little over a month.
Do we have any competition? Like, can you direct us to our competitors so we can?
You guys are leading in the video category.
You mean in the number of submissions?
We do have quite a few MP3s that have come in of people singing songs or begging us to pick them. There's also on our website. If you go to rockincomedyshow.com, it says send a voicemail. If you click on that tab, you could just record it right there. So some people are doing that.
We need to step up our
it's an eye with a porn star and an all expense paid trip to Vegas, table and bottle service at the Hustler Club. I mean, come on, you're getting show tickets.
And plug your show. When's it on?
When is our show? It's Tuesday nights. We're on at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then Wednesday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Well, cool, man. And I have been listening to it. It is good. You kind of got like a Dr. Demento thing going with the, like you play the goofy songs and all that.
Yeah, on Sundays, yeah, for sure. We do the Silly Sunday Show, and that's pretty funny.
So is this like reposted on like Stitcher or whatnot? Or?
I don't think you're not on Stitcher, are you, Jay?
I am on Stitcher, yeah.
He is on Stitcher. Drunk.
Perfect.
So you got to check him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We got some very good guests coming up this week. If you hadn't heard, I don't know how big Vegas news travels, but last week Chris Angel performed a trick on Fremont Street that he actually stole from another illusionist who has a show at the Riviera, and all this controversy's broken out, and the illusionist that he stole it from, his name is Jan Roven. He's actually going to be on our show Thursday to freaking vent about it. So,
To talk shit about Chris Angel. So I guess that's one of those things where, I guess, since Chris Angel is more known, then people would probably see him and say, hey, man, you bit that from Chris Angel.
No, this guy's pretty well known. He's just new to the States, but I guess he's been an illusionist for quite some time. He's been in movies and stuff like that, and it's been proven that the bit that Chris stole was his. So,
Jay, does Drunk's girlfriend know that he is the spawn of a lion and a unicorn?
No, I don't think she thought today's story. So maybe when she gets a little free time from the chicken ranch, she can actually watch it.
Well, we'll have to send her the MP3 of Drunk's date just so that she knows, you know, what's coming.
Now make sure, I know you guys are hashtagging and everything, but make sure that when you you're sending them out on Twitter that you add at Sunset Thomas. It's very important because then it'll go right to her and she'll see it.
Jay, I did tell you this on Twitter, but I need to tell you again. The storm's coming, buddy.
See, that's what I hear. I'm excited.
The storm
really
is coming. So I mean, get your umbrella, get a poncho, get ready, buddy, because it's going till the end.
Nice. Well, I keep them coming. I they're entertaining, to say the least.
All right, man. Well, we got more stuff to get to, so thanks for calling
in. Bye, guys. Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
I would like to point out that while drunk, he is the spawn of a lion and a unicorn. All horse cock, no barbed cat penis.
Thank you. Yes, that's very well to point
he
out.
He will not, even if he does have sex with her, it might stretch it out, but it will not implant his barbs into her and ruin her for all the other people.
Because that's her profession.
Yeah.
She needs that. She can't go out of commission just because of his barbed cat penis.
Exactly.
I don't even know what that is. Cats have barbed penises?
Cats have barbed penises.
No way.
Yes, and when they enter in the lady cats...
Is that so that when the other cat is trying to get away,
it can't
like,
go anywhere.
Holds on?
Yeah. It gets stuck until
That's
he's
actually
done.
A really smart idea.
Yeah, but then she's ruined for, you know, anybody else that doesn't have those specific barbs.
Don't you wish you had one of those?
No.
I would just like to say that, you know, I'm having a lot of fun with this thing, and I really do appreciate all of the, you know, stuff on Twitter, and people have been, you know, I mean, especially Shannon, but other people have been, you know, doing the hashtag and stuff, and it's really kind of cool that, like, people are, you know, jumping on board with this, but it's really a bad idea to, like, give me power. Like, you guys are paying attention and you're doing what I say, and that's bad. So I advise you to stop, because it will go to my head. I will get weird.
Yeah, we already established you've got, you know, some sociopathic tendencies. If people start listening to you, it could be dangerous. So, it could just be terrible.
So, I mean, like, this little bit that we're getting has just got me, you know, all fired up. And so now I'm already moving on to... you know, what I'm going to make people do next. And it's a slippery slope. So please start ignoring me again, because this is a bad idea. So I want to throw that out there. But and speaking of, you know, me and my just domination of everything.
Your euphoria of
Iron Man 3, my first round pick in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Hollywood Fantasy League. Finished with $285 million, 62 on Metacritic, for 177 points.
Yeah.
So, I'm in pretty good shape.
How did Gatsby do the first week?
Oh, not that great.
Yeah.
It did okay, but it came in second to Iron Man's second week. So, I mean, I'll give it to you next week when it's finalized, but it's not really even worth mentioning.
How did the Tyler Perry flick do?
Oh, I didn't even look. I was just too excited at how well I did.
Oh, per usual.
That I didn't even look at the other ones.
Mike thinking about himself again.
I mean, your movies are in their first week, so maybe, like, you know, everybody has seen Iron Man now, and now everybody will go see Gatsby in its second week.
Yeah, here's the hope.
Or maybe they're waiting for Star Trek.
I could not give a shit about The Great Gatsby.
The book was terrible.
It just
the
looks
movie's going to be terrible.
Stupid. It doesn't look. It looks dumb.
Yeah, it's got that Speed Racer kind of feel to it. Have you seen the previews for it?
Yeah.
It looks like that shitty live action Speed Racer movie. God damn, that was shit.
I didn't make it through that. I actually left. I didn't finish that because it was bad.
Whoa.
But Baz Luhrmann is the director. Do you remember Baz Luhrmann's Sunscreen song?
the song about...
Didn't he do that Moulin Rouge?
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 1999.
Oh, Vitamin C?
No.
That was Graduation.
No, Wear Sunscreen. You don't remember that?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Now that you mention it.
So, I'm on my lunch break. I guess it was Friday. And I was... I went and I got fucking two Quick Trip hot dogs for $2. And I go and I'm sitting in this empty parking lot of a furniture store, like an abandoned furniture store.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class,
you don't remember this?
99.
In the abandoned furniture store?
No. Sunscreen.
The Sunscreen song.
Oh, no, I remember
the
song.
If I could offer you only one tip for the future.
I think I've got this song.
Sunscreen.
This is Baz Luhrmann.
Yes.
The long-term benefits of sunscreen have been proved by science.
And he gives a bunch of advice.
Whereas the rest of my advice has no basis
or
reliable than my own meandering experience.
Does he have any other musical?
I will dispense this advice now.
You don't remember this song?
No, I told you.
Enjoy the power and beauty of your youth.
And he's talking about like all kinds of, and it's probably all cookie cutter Hallmark bullshit.
Of course it is.
He's talking about, you know, 20 years, like keeping in touch with your family and calling away, remembering old friends,
how much possibility,
shit like that. And I'm sitting here really on my lunch break from my shitty job, eating $2 hot dogs in a abandoned furniture.
So hold on, one hot dog, $2, or two hot dogs?
$2 hot dog. $1 hot dogs.
Okay.
And, like, I got, like, all, like, misty.
Misty.
Yeah, like I welled up listening to the fucking Sunscreen song.
You got moist in the pants?
I got moist in the eyes, man.
The eyes, not the pants.
And I'm just sitting there fucking, like...
Did you get misty to the song in 99?
Welling up in this parking lot listening to the Sunscreen song. What a faggot I am.
Let me ask you this. Did you get misty to this song in 99?
No, I didn't.
But you got misty to it when you became 30?
Yeah.
I think that's your hormones catching up to you or something.
You think it's my hormones? You think I'm about to go through the change?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I don't know what the fuck my problem is.
Either that or you must were more hardcore back in 1999.
You think I'm softening?
I think so. You're like butter.
The goddamn Sunscreen song got me, man.
When your menopause hits and you start going bald, I just want to point out that your tits will grow.
Do one thing every day.
You should do a Napier.
Do one thing every day that scares you, Napier. Don't be reckless with other people's hearts.
Don't put up with sexually or
this sentimental bullshit. I can't believe they got me.
Don't waste your time on jealousy. Sometimes you're ahead, sometimes you're behind.
I'm just gonna take this song.
This isn't Baz Luhrmann singing, and he didn't write it either.
Well, then what does he have to do with it?
Thank you, Anchor Babcock.
Remember compliments you receive.
We should have a Napier version of that song. Where we just, you know, have him reading his words of advice.
I will take that song and I'm going to replace every noun with the word cunt. And it'll be just as meaningful.
I don't think it will. This has been a very depressing show.
Why has it been depressing?
Drunk's aunt died.
Well, you didn't know her.
But I went on a sweet date.
I cried listening to the Sunscreen song.
That's because of the bitch in
you.
If
you come in your pants on the date, does that mean you got lucky?
Kind of.
So it was a success?
I think so. Drunk, are you moist in the pants?
Moist, always.
There was a movie theater that hired a fake gunman in on the Iron Man premiere. Did you see that?
He didn't walk in. They had him.
They called the police.
He was like this little performer.
That was a hell of a transition, by the way.
He had like orange tip painted guns. They were obviously fake guns. They were well undersized for the dude's body, and they looked comically small. And it wasn't just him. There was a bunch of other people dressed up for this premiere. And somebody pooped their Pampers. One guy pooped his shorts and called the cops.
I would call the cops.
Well, if you saw a like the dude dressed as he was, along with nine other people that he was hanging around with, all dressed up more or less like characters from Iron Man, would you call the cops?
Yeah.
Oh.
That doesn't seem like something that should happen.
I think that makes you a bitch. Kind of like our last conversation.
Okay, should be more supportive.
More supportive?
I was supportive of you and your dead-ass aunt.
Yeah? You sure were, buddy.
Dickhead.
You cunts are the things that smell up my life.
Do you have other things?
Yeah, we need to let me know who my next...
Oh, yeah! The Drunk Podcast SmackDown Challenge. Don't want to forget about that because it's just been going so great. Okay, so Uniformed Opinions moves on.
Because of their awesome death talk.
Napier, who is Drunk's next podcast challenge?
We should just get this over with. Let's do Furnacast versus Lost in the Corn.
Furnacast versus Lost in the Corn. The
next at that.
Drunk SmackDown podcast challenge.
Could we possibly see a 1 versus 16 upset?
How do you know they're 16?
Well, Furnacast is the number one seed, aren't they?
What makes you think that?
Because I just...
And actually, there's 32. Well, there's...
Yeah, but...
There's 16 on each side.
Yeah. So you probably have a one seed on the other side, too.
See, Drunk can do math. Another bonus.
You hear that, Sunset Thomas? Drunk's girlfriend? Very good at math.
Especially basic.
Yeah, once you start adding letters to my numbers, I can't do math anymore.
Like 3x times 4y equals 7.
No clue.
A.
Yeah.
Squared.
No clue what that means.
It means see in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blew that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I am sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy. So? What'd I make you? Good? You're not good. You just know how to hide. How to lie. Me, I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell the truth. even when I lie. So say goodnight to the bad guy. Come on.